Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 11th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Democrats approve another COVID stimulus package. Border arrests drop 60%. Gas prices rise in all 50 states. Cornell University mandates some students have to take the vaccine, but not all. Also ahead, President Biden speaking tonight. I'll tell you what he should say. But first, both houses of Congress passing a $1.9 trillion COVID spending bill. The plan includes direct payments of $1,400 for Americans earning less than $75,000 a year, while extending unemployment benefits to September. The legislation passed without one single Republican vote, because the GOP believes much of the spending in the bill has nothing to do with COVID, and that's true. Immigration and Customs Enforcement stats say the numbers of arrests at the southern border are plunging. A spokesperson says agents down there now have less resources and must prioritize their operations accordingly. But that is not true. What is true is the Biden administration has issued orders to Homeland Security to allow migrants to come into the United States and not bother them. The numbers coincide with a push by the Biden administration to stop deportations altogether. Federal judge in Texas has rejected the president's order, called it unconstitutional, to halt the removal of convicted felons that have come here. The number of unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexican border has tripled in the past 2 weeks. I think it's fair to say there is an illegal immigration crisis. If you plan on traveling for Easter, you might want to stay off the roads. A nationwide survey from the Wall Street Journal says the cost of gas is up sharply everywhere. Cornell University demanding some returning students receive the COVID and flu vaccine while exempting one minority group. According to the Ivy League institution, quote, "We recognize due to longstanding systemic racism and health inequities in this country, individuals from some marginalized communities may have concerns about needing to agree to the vaccine. So black students at Cornell do not have to be vaxxed." And
everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Anybody else does. In a moment, President Biden on TV tonight about COVID, what he should say. Right back. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As we reported yesterday, President Biden has not held a press conference in 51 days, and that is a record for a new president. Up until Mr. Biden took office, all of the modern presidents had held a press conference within 33 days, but not Mr. Biden. But tonight, he will deliver a primetime address to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID shutdown. And he's expected to update the pandemic. That is a good thing. An update is a positive development. But there are other topics that we Americans need to hear about. And while Mr. Biden is reading a teleprompter after he gets through with COVID, maybe he can address them. So here are my suggestions for President Biden tonight. Let's hear about the border chaos, Mr. President. What is your plan to stop tens of thousands, which will soon be hundreds of thousands, of foreign nationals from coming into the United States? Is there a strategy? Are you surprised that 49 days, 7 weeks after you entered the White House, there is a crisis already? I'd like to know. I think every American would like to know. What do you think? How about those gas prices going up every single day? You know, if you live in the San Francisco area, and I pity you if you do, even though it's a beautiful place, it is so far out of control, you can't believe it. The price of a gallon of gas in the San Francisco Bay Area is now over $4 in some places. In my town on Long Island, it is over $3. And it started last November after the election about $2.10 a gallon. So what the deuce is going on? Why are gas and heating oil prices going up so fast, Mr. President? Can you explain that, please? And what about the cancel culture? Does Mr. Biden like the cancel culture? What about poor Pepe Le Pew? Pepe is done. Pepe never work again. He's been canceled, along with thousands, literally thousands of other people, icons, movies, you name it. Interestingly enough, the recording industry, the rap industry in particular, has avoided this cancel culture stuff. So anybody who knows anything about the rap industry knows how pernicious some of the lyrics are. But we haven't heard anything in there about canceling. No. But Gone with the Wind, vapor. So I'd like to know what President Biden thinks about the cancel culture. So three things just to review. All right. We want the COVID update. We want to know about the southern border. We want to know about gas prices. And we want to know about the cancel culture. Do you think Mr. Biden will address any of those things? I don't. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 24 years ago today, former Beatle Paul McCartney stood before the Queen of England at Buckingham Palace. With just a few words and the use of a ceremonial sword, the Queen would knight Paul McCartney. He would be known as Sir Paul, a knight of the British realm, extending a royal tradition dating back more than 1,000 years. At the turn of the first millennium, knighthood was associated with Christianity. Kings across Europe dispatched holy warriors to reclaim Jerusalem from Muslims. That was known as the Crusades. During the Middle Ages, the knight title was conferred upon soldiers who rode horses during battle. Over time, the rank became associated with nobility, chivalry, and a code of loyalty toward the monarchies. Hundreds of years later, new methods of warfare rendered the knight's classic armor and use of horse warfare obsolete, but the title remained. Today, the British monarchy bestows knighthood on people that advance the United Kingdom in science, business, and culture. Since 1917, 65 people are given the honor each year. There are currently 3,000 knights scattered across the English Commonwealth, some living in the USA. That list includes Bill Gates, Angelina Jolie, and Steven Spielberg. And here's something else you might not know. Sir Paul McCartney isn't the only Beatle to receive a knighthood. On March 11, 1997, McCartney became the first Beatle to walk out of Buckingham Palace a knight. He received the honor for his services to music. But exactly 20 years later, Ringo Starr, born Richard Starkey, was knighted for his contribution to the arts and charity. Since both George Harrison and John Lennon, the other Beatles, passed away, Ringo will be the final Beatle to receive the honor. Under the current rules, you must be alive to be knighted by the royal family. Sir Richard and Sir Paul currently reside in Los Angeles and New York. So bow if you see them. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And Bill O'Reilly, no spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.